coronary bypass surgery is a technique which has been successful in helping patients deal with the symptoms of arterial disease by creating new connections between the aorta, which is the major artery, and the branches of the heart past the area where there's a blockage. These are much like creating detours around a closed bridge, where we have now a new source of circulation. But it's important to recognize that a successful bypass is still dependent upon the arterial vessel after the blockage that's been jumped. And that means that if disease progresses in the downstream part of the artery, the bypass will then be closed up again by virtue of the obstruction. It's a new and developing obstruction. Furthermore, it's important to recognize that when an artery is bypassed, the area of blockage, most critical blockage, which is detoured, is really only a portion of the problem. The rest of the arterial vessel is diffusely diseased in every vessel that we bypass. And again, this is where our treatment strategies are in many ways more important after bypass surgery than they were before. And we recommend in these patients where we're calling this secondary prevention, that is, the disease is established, we're now trying to prevent the next phase of it, to begin to become, in fact, more focused on preventive care, perhaps, than they were even before their bypass.